We're beginning the current daf, Mesach the Shabbos, Daf Tzadi Alf. We're beginning on the base. We're beginning the taste of the Masal Tzadi. We're beginning towards the Gemara. Pachas mekebeya oichlen, less than an egg size of food. Which is going to explain why was the doubt specifically less than that of an egg, which the Gemara had clarified the doubt of Rava regarding someone that throws a gezayis of Truman to Bayis that's tummy regarding Shabbos. Do we say that since it's significant regarding that of the Tumah, so too for Shabbos, or not? Now, the truth is, says, who didn't have the matzah lemeima, the Gemara could have also said that the ikka kebeya oichlin, that actually, not that there was less than the beya of oichlin, and then you threw in the kezayis of chum, and then it went supplemented for the shir of kebeya, and again, now it's a halachically significant throw, and therefore, for tumah, so therefore it would be the same thing regarding that of Shabbos, because you could have said the ikka kebeya oichlin, that there really was an egg size of food item there. That it doesn't need something to combine with it, but still the kezayis levat tzochlitzruvim. The kezayis that was thrown, yeah, which is less than the gregus and less than the beya, it needs to be combined with the food that's in the house, where that would still have the nigri, the sense that what you threw, which was the kezayis, is combined for truma. In other words, the combination doesn't have to be both ways, says Taisus. The thing that's there, truth is, we didn't have to say, yeah, okay, we're gaining, we're saying both of them need to be combined. But the truth is, as Taisus, we could have just as easily said that there was a Gemei Eichlin in the house. What you're throwing is less than that, and that needs to combine with what's over there, not what's in the house needs to combine with over here. That's one approach. In that memory, the Re actually says a different interpretation. So it says, no, the Nukka Davka Pachas Mekabe had to be that what's in the house is specifically only had less than the Kabe. Because I'm a Kabeya, because if it already had the size of an egg, Efshad Mitzav, maybe with the Kazais that you're throwing now, actually would not combine with that that's already Tameh, and it would not become the halachic status of that food item to also become Tameh. Why? Because since before it combined with the gezayis that was thrown, it would already was Tameh anyway. So Dilma, what's called Sabala Tumah, maybe it already was satiated with Tumah. What does this mean? Because as we find the Bayi Hi B'Kai Mitzvah, we have a Gemara that's asked the following question, Menachas of Chavdal Menal, Gabi Yisarin, by a tenth of an ephah of flour of Mincha, Shechalku, which was split into two different parts. V'nidma echmehen, now one of the parts became tamei, v'nicha b'kli, and now you go ahead and you put it in the vessel with the other half of the son, which was not tamei. And they're not touching each other, but they're in the same vessel. V'nugget tful yom b'tamei, now a tful yom goes and touches the half that's already tamei. So the Gemara says, ma, what's the halacha? What's the question? Mi, I mean, do we say sabalo tumma? So, what do you mean? The half that really was tamei, it's already satiated from tumma, and therefore it cannot become tamei anymore. If it's not becoming tummy, so mahatar. So it means to say the tar that's within the vessel is also not going to become tummy. Because as Taisa explains, Avagavdim, how you shneim tarim, even though if let's say both would be tar, the nugget tvolyim echemin and the tvolyim would touch one of them, shneim tmim, maybe both would be become tummy, the klim tzav, much more definitely kaidish, because in the laws of kachim, a vessel combines even though they're not touching, but hashta the sub of the tumma, but now that the part that he's touching already has satiation from tumma, lo mitzav, and if it's not going to combine, then the tar one's not going to become tummy. Oh, or demo, maybe no loy minus of the tumma. We don't say that satiated from tumma. So that's why it says the hasam esafkel. And since the gemara over there has this doubt, if we say sub of the tumma or not, so that's why not kipachas megabeya. Maybe that's why specifically the gemara here, when they asked the question of Rava, said a less than the gabeya, because there for sure the gezayit that's being thrown to the house is combining with it, because what's in there itself is not tummy. But if itself was already tummy, maybe it would not have any more combination with the thing that's tar to become tummy, and that's why it's specifically pachas megabeya. Next, the master begins with the Gemara. The assumption is that we're talking about that there's bundles. And Kashla Chizkir, therefore, it's difficult to Chizkir. So it's going to explain what's the Svar of the Gemara, not to explain the Braisa, where Chizkir himself explained the Mishnah. That is, Chizkir qualified the Halacha of the Mishnah, that it's only if you take out the boxes with melons and gourds, that's where you're going to be put until you take out the whole thing, because they're very long. But if, let's say, things like mustard seeds, so he explained the law of the Mishnah, then you're going to be chav, because that whole mustard seed is taken out, and it doesn't hold igud kli, shmei igud. Now, but the Gemara asked on him from a braisa, that if you take out the peddler's box of spices, that's all the way at the edge of the iskufa, of the platform, that even though most of the spices are outside, you see that you can be potter, you see that igud kli, shmei igud, not like Chizkiyah. So just can explain what I mean. Even though in our Mishnah, it said the same wording, and Chizkiyah explained that talking about Kishum and Deluim, which are long, so why are we asking him from the Braisa? That's a question about Lima Lima and Masnitin. This is a stronger question than from our Mishnah. Mishnah the Stam, because generally, a general peddler's box of spices is Betzorari, has bundles. And therefore, that's smaller things that more indicative that, not like the answer, that it sounds like that there are entire units that are outside, and still you see a pot. And the chemash v'diktoni ubam min harbet. So to the words of the brayis that sound like that, when it says and inside there's many different types, sounds like there's individual bundles. Oh, but that's what a mishani. But that's what the gemara answers. But urnasi. Now we're talking about there's many different bundles of different types, but they're urnasi, which those are long things that take up the whole thing. And ubam min harbet, and then therefore that what the brayis is saying that there's many different types. What that means to say is urcha demosanaket. It's saying what's the norm. And that is, but each one of these types are very long. When it's saying minim harbi, it really is only significant if you're saying that they're small and that you're going to be, it's going to have significance for the case. Here we're not saying it's a really significant case. It's just that urcha demilsa, that's many different types. But again, it doesn't really have significance because to the contrary, it takes up the whole thing and therefore you're only going to be until you take out the whole thing.